Yeah, well, now that's what I'm telling you. I heard of a middle buster, yes. That was the part you hooked on to the plow stock.
Yes, sir. I meant to ask you about this when we were talking about wagon, but the thing that the wagon wheels are attached to and turn on, you'd call that a...
That's an axle, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. Or these things, I think carpenters use them a lot when they're working. They're really frames, I guess. The ends of them look sort of like shaped like the letter A, and you could use a couple of them to make a temporary table, you know, by laying planks across them, something like that.
Mm-hmm. What do you call those? Saw horses?
Yes, ma'am. Is there something like that, a kind of frame, but maybe shaped like a letter X, and you could put a log right in the middle of that thing and saw it off?
Oh, yeah.
And use it to brace it?
Mm-hmm.
What would that be called?
All right, you said yes. So.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what you call it.
Have you ever heard...
You'd have one at each end and put a log across it and install it. What you call them?
Have you ever heard, what do you call it?
Well, if somebody had asked me before I got started doing this, I wouldn't have known. But I've heard people call it sawbuck or wood rack, something like that.
Well, yeah, wood rack, I reckon.
This, when you get up in the morning and you're fixing yourself up, the thing that you use on your hair, you might use either a comb or a
brush.
And you say you did what to your hair? You
brushed it.
I don't know if you still have these things around here anymore, but used to when barbers used straight razors for shaving people, they'd have this thing hanging down by the side.
Yeah, razor strap.
Mm-hmm. Razor strap. Woo!
I'm
just
spending
chill.
Oh, it's a multi-purpose thing.
Yeah.
I never got hit by one of those. Somebody told me that they sounded a lot worse than they actually felt. But I wouldn't want to experiment to find out.
Out.
I don't remember ever having it put to me, but you know, sure enough, you say, I'm going to get my razors back.
Well, Daddy used to always use that instead of a belt. You know, a lot of people say, I'm going to take off my belt or something like that. But he always... And Mama, too, used to talk about the razor strap.
You have to razor strap if you don't behave yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, say if a man was going hunting, he was going to take his shotgun, the things that you would fire in a shotgun, you'd probably call those shells. Mm-hmm. What about a pistol or a rifle? What would you call those?
Cartridges.
Be the same thing as a bullet, maybe?
Well, I don't know about that, what they use in that. They use powder and something else in that.
Yeah, okay.
I think.
When you were little, growing up, did you ever have these things to play on that were made, say, out of a long board that was anchored at the middle so the thing would turn around and around like that? You could go around and around on it?
No, we never did have anything like that, but I know what you're talking about. I've seen them.
Like a seesaw?
No, that would go up and down. He's talking about it would go all the way around. That would, kind of like a flying genie or something.
Like a what?
A flying genie or something?
I see. You go around and around. Is that the same thing as what people nowadays call a merry-go-round?
No.
What would be the difference?